Center at 38-2, and Ellenwood 34-4. JCN will see Ellenwood later on tonight. The 4 seed is Hillsboro at 32-8. 5 seed Waubunsee at 32-8. About to meet JCN here, the 6 seed Garden Plain at 30-9 overall. Maranatha out of Shawnee, 27-12. They are the 7 seed. And then St. Mary's Colgan out of Pittsburgh is the 8 seed in at 26-14. So those are the 8 schools here in Class 2A vying for a state championship. And, of course, how it is set now, you are split in half, 4 on one side, 4 on the other. You play each team in the pool play. Top 2 teams advance to championship Saturday. Over on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, earlier today we were out here for 1A Division One, and the Centralia Panthers advancing to the semifinals tomorrow morning. They'll take on the top seed Pretty Prairie. We'll have that ball game for you again on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, and also online at mscsports.net. Now the Chargers have an opportunity to get there if they can get, of course, one of those top two finishes here in pool number two. Again, it's Garden Plain, Maranatha, and Ellenwood, the three matchups for JCN. So, again, a lot to get to, as, again, we are just moments away from the first serve here tonight on KARE 93.7 online, mscsports.net as well. Again, Brian Hagen back in the studios in Northeast Kansas. We're out here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Again, both teams still finishing up their final warm-up here today, as court behind me as well will be Waubunsee taking on Hillsboro. That is a 4-5 matchup. And, of course, JCN here, the 3-seed, 6-seed Garden Plain. But Jeff County North, certainly sights are set on a state championship, and it starts here in just a few minutes against Garden Plain. We'll go ahead and step aside here for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for the first serve in match number one. Again, it's Jeff County North and Garden Plain coming up in just a few minutes. A 2-minute timeout. We are back in a moment. 3-7.
It's the final weekend for the best local haunted thrill attraction, the Silos Haunt in Nortonville. From sundown to midnight this Friday and Saturday, check out the Silos for just $16. And check out their new thrill attraction, The Killing Floor, sponsored by Bishop's Chainsaw. It's the final 2 nights to experience a new level of terror at the Silos Haunt in Nortonville. The Silos Haunt, wishing the JCN volleyball team best of luck this weekend in Dodge City.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport. Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got 3 words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Away from the first serve, I'm Brandon Sandman. Brian Hagen back in a studio there in Atchison, keeping us locked in behind the ones and twos. The officials are getting set and the rosters and lineups put together. JCN will hit from left to right as I sit here courtside. Garden Plain from right to left. It looks like Garden Plain will have the first serve here in set number one. And the 2A state tournament is officially underway. It is sent across by Celia Pipes, and a quick set and spike for JCN, and Chargers take an early 1-0 lead. Well, I take that back. They say that the Chargers were up against the net, and it's actually Garden Plain who got that point, so it is 1-0 Owls. Back of the line, Pipes for Garden Plain, sending it over to the other side for JCN. Jobbins Libero putting it to the far side. That's Jordan Rank, and Rank puts it home, and JCN does get on the board. We're tied at 1-1. Back to serve for JCN. It's going to be Audrey Bell, the junior, sends it over with the right hand. Owls put it up front of the line as Brooke Hammond sends it over. Good save by Jobbins on the back line. There's the set, spike and kill. Finish for JCN. That was Addison Manville, the senior. And JCN takes an early 2-1 lead. Manville, the only senior on this roster. They are heavy with juniors and sophomores. So certainly got the depth and the quality for another run next year. JCN, there's a set, and there's another spike for the Chargers. Finishing strong is Macy Thompson, the junior, and it's 3-1 JCN. Audrey Bell back to serve. Chargers up 3-1 early here on Garden Plain in the first set. That's Naomi Dooley sending it back over, but it goes out of play. And an unforced error for Garden Plain. And the Chargers get another point. It's 4-1. Garden Plain scored the first point. Now the Chargers have rallied off four straight. Near side, Hammond with a spike attempt for the Owls, and she puts it home. And Garden Plain cuts into the JCN lead. Now it's 4-2. Sophie Smith, the 5'10 senior, back to serve for Garden Plain. Sends it over with the right hand. Jobbins on the back line, sets it up front. There's the set, and there's the tap over. Not quite there for Manville. Now the Owls get it blocked at the net and then sent out of play, and it will be a point for the Chargers. 5-2 JCN here early on. Jobbins is out. Jordan Rank, sophomore, checked in. She'll serve. The 5-2 lead. High arcing serve. Set up on the back line by Celia Pipes. They get it to the front. Hammond will kill it for Garden Plain. JCN's lead is now 5-3. Naomi Dooley, a senior, will serve this one away for Garden Plain. A near ace. Jobbins will save it, though, on the back line. Sent on over by Ruck Deschelle. Now Garden Plain an opportunity. Tap it over to the front line. Pushed here. Ruck Deschelle again will spike it. Tipped up in the air, but saved by Garden Plain, who came in with 30 wins on the year. Hammond, too strong on the spike. It's out of play. Point for the Chargers. Their lead is a double up now at 6-3. Wabuncee also a 6-3 lead. Other side of the bracket against Hillsboro. Behind us on the other court as well. We'll keep you up to date on all the other scores throughout the night. In the top two teams in each pool, advancing to the semifinals tomorrow. Back of the line, Pipes gets it up front. Blocked at the net by the Chargers. Beautiful defense up front by Manville. And it's 7-3 JCN. Corey Bertels will send it away for JCN. There's a step. Beautiful dig on the back end by Jobbins. Push back over on a third attempt, and that one is out. The Owls get the point. And the JCN lead is now 7-4. So a sub comes in for Garden Plain. It's Lainey Nelson, a senior, who is back and will serve. There's Ruck Deschelle. Manville puts it over. Now on the back line, Owls push it over. Jobbins on the back end for JCN, sets it up. Manville, her spike is blocked. Garden Plain will get the point. 7-5 is the score. Back-to-back points for the Owls. Nelson back to serve once again for Garden Plain. In the sixth seed at 30-9 overall is Garden Plain. Back line. Corey Bertle sets it up, and then off the face of an owl, but it somehow gets back over the net. Chargers. Here it is. Ruckdeschel with the kill, and she'll finish it. Emma Ruckdeschel, the sophomore. A lot of length up front, and she puts that one home. JCN's lead is 8-5. Addison Manville back to serve. The lone senior on the roster for the Chargers. Back of the line to Pites. The libero set. There's a spike, and there's a kill for Garden Plain. That one put home by Taylor Wassinger, the sophomore. 8-6, JCN here in the first set. Libero Sydney Pites, the junior, sends it away. Barely clips the top of the net, but somehow the Chargers able to keep it alive and send it over. Owls back on the attack. They'll push it here to the near side. There's the spike attempt. That one's going to get away from the Chargers and out of play. That one finished by Celia Pites, 5'7 junior. And the Owls are within one. It's 8-7, JCN. So you have Sydney Pites and Celia Pites for Garden Plain as JCN kept that one inside the line, and that one's good for a point for the Chargers. 9-7 their lead. Here in set number one. Libero Jobbins to serve it away for JCN. There's the set. Not much behind that spike attempt by Celia Pites. And then JCN goes right into the net as Rank couldn't get it back over. It's back to a one-point lead for JCN. 9-8 is the score. Garden Plain may have scored 5 of the last 7 points after JCN took a 7-3 lead early. Manville pushed it back over. Now here's Garden Plain. They'll set it up. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Sophie Smith, the 5'10 senior up front, finishing that one for the Owls, and we're tied at 9. So Garden Plain bouncing back after a slow start. Riley Stolsatz, the 5'6 junior, will serve this one away. JCN has to push it over on a third try. The Owls will try to take the lead here. They set it back, tipped on over the front line. Good defense there by Corey Bertles for JCN. And then a spike attempt by Autry Bell goes into the net, and the Owls take the lead at 10-9. They have scored 3 straight, 5 of the last 6, and 7 of the last 9. Stolsatz will send it over again. That one pushed over by Ruckdeschel. Coming back here to the near side, Pites will slam it home, and Garden Plain gets another. They lead 11-9 as they're on a roll now here in the first set. It's Celia Pites, the 5'7 junior, and then Sydney Pites, a 5'3 junior. Had to go chase the ball down out of play. Riley Stolsatz will serve it once again for the Owls. Sends it over with the right hand, line drive, Jobbins sets it up front. There's the spike attempt by Audrey Bell. Nicely played and defended by the Owls, and then this one is out of play. JCN getting a point on the unforced error by Garden Plain. JCN back to within one at 11-10. Quick sub checks in for JCN. That is Holly Forge, who serves it away. Nearly got an ace, but dug out nicely there by Laney Nelson of Garden Plain. JCN on the attack now. They'll push it to the far side. Here's the spike attempt by Jordan Rank, and then it's blocked and out of play. It's going to be a point for the Owls. They lead it now 12-10 here in the first set. So for Garden Plain, it's Celia Pites, who is back to serve. Owls up 12-10 here on the Chargers in the first set. First match in pool play, and then there's another point for Garden Plain. Tapped into the soft spot by Sophie Smith. And the largest lead here for Garden Plain, it's 13-10. And Pites will continue to serve, and then that one is out. That one goes too long on the serve, and an error there by Garden Plain getting JCN a much-needed point. They're back to within two. It's 13-11. Audrey Bell sends it over for the Chargers. Then we get a whistle, and Garden Plain was up against the net, and that's going to be a point for JCN. They're back to within one. It's 13-12, Garden Plain. Audrey Bell, the junior, to serve, sends it on over. Owls will set it up front. Dooley sets it up, and there's the finish for Garden Plain. 14-12 their lead here in the first set. JCN got out to a quick 7-3 start, but Garden Plain kind of had the pace controlled since then as Jobbins thought it was going to go out on the back line, but it stays in for an ace. Garden Plain gets the point thanks to Sophie Smith again on the back line serving. 15-12, Garden Plain here in the first set. Jobbins diving save, and then it sets up Garden Plain and Brooke Hammond at the front of the net. And Garden Plain taking control up 4-16-12. Timeout JCN. We'll pause for 30 seconds. We're back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Back here on CARE 93.7, I'm Brandon Tabman. Brian Hagan back in his studios, bringing you coverage here of the 2A volleyball tournament in Dodge City, Jefferson County North. Their third straight trip here to the state tournament, and here in the first set, it's Garden Plain, the sixth seed, holding a four-point lead at 16-12 over the Chargers in the first of three pool play matches here tonight. There's a set, there's a spike, and that's going to be a point for the Chargers. Addison Manville puts that one home for JCN. Much-needed point for the Chargers out of the timeout. Jordan Rink, the sophomore, will serve it away for the Chargers. Down 3, 16-13. It's up against the net. And it's going to be a point for JCN as Garden Plain was up against the top of the net. Back-to-back points out of the timeout for JCN. They're back to within two at 16-14. Rank serves it away. Backline libero. That's Pites. They tap it over the front line, and then another violation at the front of the net. Back-to-back errors by Garden Plain, and that's allowed JCN to get back to within one at 16-15. Rank serves it over. Backline to Pites. Pites to the backside, sent over by Dooley, and then it's off the fingertips of Forge and out of play. Garden Plain earns the point there. Back up by two, 17-15. Naomi Dooley, a 5'8 senior, back to serve. For Garden Plain, she sends it across. Line drive. Chargers will set it up at the front of the net. There's Ruck to Shell, or I should say that's Manville, but it's hit too strong and out of play. And back-to-back points for the Owls, and they've taken a three-point lead, 18-15, here in the first set. And I think we're going to get a whistle and another timeout. So a timeout taken. We'll pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on CARE 93.7.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all. More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro in Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
Out of the timeout, Jefferson County North trailing Garden Plain here in the first set, 18-15 here at the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournament, the first of three pool play matches here tonight across the airwaves of 93.7 CARE, also online, mscsports.net. JCN out of the timeout. There's a big set and a big spike, but it's out of play as misplayed by Macy Thompson, and Garden Plain has taken a four-point lead at 19-15. Dooley sends it over for Garden Plain. Chargers set it up front. Ruck to Shell spike is rejected at the net. And the Owls take a five-point lead at 20-15. Four straight now for Garden Plain. After it was 16-15, now it's 20-15. Dooley sends it over, barely grazing the top of the net. Chargers will set. Tapped over by Manville in the right spot. for the Chargers, and a much-needed point for JCN. They're back to within four at 20-16. Evelyn Smith, the sophomore, checking in on the front lines for JCN. It's Corey Bertles back, the junior, serving it for the Chargers. Owls will set it up. There's the spike, and there's the kill, and the point for Garden Plain, put home by Brooke Hammond, the senior. 21-16, Garden Plain here in set number one. The Chargers have a late push here in set one. This is Laney Nelson to serve it away for Garden Plain. Jobbins, the libero, sets it up the front of the line, and that is blocked, but out of play, and the Chargers get the point. Now 21-17, they're down four. That is Manville to serve it away. Good defense there, front of the line. Bertles has it blocked, and it goes into the net. Point for the Owls, 22-17. The lead is five over JCN here in the first set. Sydney Pites, the junior, sends it over. Pushed up front, far side. There's the spike attempt, and it is out of play, and Garden Plain earns that point. It's now 23-17. Garden Plain just 2 points away from putting away set number one. Chargers have a late rally. Manville struggles to get that one to the other side, and then there's a spike attempt that's out once again, and it's set point for Garden Plain. They lead the Chargers here 24-17 in the first set. The Pites will send it over. Manville pushing it across the way. Audrey Bell, her spike attempt is dug up. Now the Owls push it back over. This one gets launched over the bench, and that'll do it for set one. Garden Plain beats Jeff County North in the first set, 25-17. We'll take a timeout. Take a two-minute timeout. Set two coming your way next here on KARE 93.7.
Farm, home, auto, live crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, or Michael Skaggs at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design, and after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance, we look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Courtney's LLC, family owned and operated for over 30 years, sells more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Contact Courtney's LLC, 913-796-6198, or see them north of McLeod.
Fall is a time of awesome colors, seasonal celebrations, and best of all, fall foods, including all things pumpkin spice. For the families served by the Union State Bank of McLeod, Union State Bank of Oskaloosa, and Union State Bank of Atchison, and across our seven locations, it is also the time to reflect on your accomplishments and think ahead to the new year. Union State Bank offers rewards-based checking and savings accounts, loans, and even cash management tools for your business. Now in their 120th year, see them to find out why they believe they are rich in community.
Set number two coming up for Jefferson County North as Garden Plain gets the victory in the first set, 25-17, for the Chargers needing set two. The force they deciding set three here in their first pool play match here at the 2A State Tournament in Dodge City. Brian Hagan back in the studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks for tuning in. The six-seed Garden Plain, the three-seed Jeff County North. Served up. There's a spike and a quick point for Sophie Smith and Garden Plain. They take a 1-0 lead here in set number two. 25-17 was their set one win over the Chargers. That one barely grazing the top of the net, but gets over. Good dig there by Audrey Bell and JCN. They have to push it back over on a third set. Owls here now on the attack. That one is sent over by Brooke Hammond, and it stays inside the line, and that one's in. And a 2-0 start here for the Owls in set two. Served over by Sophie Smith for Garden Plain. JCN trying to get on the board here in the second set, and that one is well done. What a save on the far side by Naomi Dooley for Garden Plain to keep it alive. Chargers had an opportunity, but a good save. And then there's a set, and there's a spike for Garden Plain. Brooke Hammond cleans that one up. And Garden Plain racing out to an early 3-0 lead. So a good start for the Owls here in the first set. They punch it back over after a third hit. Nice diving effort. Chargers a chance. There's the set, and there's the spike, and it's blocked at the net as Macy Thompson had it rejected. And Garden Plain now up 4-0 here in set number two. They've carried the momentum from set one here to set two. Jobbins on the backside, libero, finishing it up, sets it up for JCN. There's another one that's blocked at the net. The Owl defense is very good right now at the front of the net. Here's Brooke Hammond, sets it up far side. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Naomi Dooley with the finish. 5-0 Garden Plain here in set two. Timeout Chargers. Pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on Care 93.7.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free modem rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
Thank all of our great sports boosters making our broadcast possible. We're out here in Dodge City. Care 93.7, our coverage of Jefferson County North Volleyball with the 2A State Tournament. Brian Hagan back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in. JCN, though, in a little bit of a hole. They're down 1-0. They lost 25-17 to Garden Plain in the first set. Now out of a timeout, they're trailing 5-0 here in set number two. So the Chargers have a little bit of work to do. Right when I say that, on cue, and a big point, set and finish for the Chargers. That one done by Audrey Bell, and that gets JCN a much-needed point on the board. 5-1 Garden Plain here in set two. Audrey Bell back to serve the junior for the Chargers. Good showing, though, by the Charger fans here in Dodge City. And the serve there by Bell goes out, so an unforced error makes it 6-1 Garden Plain. This is Dooley with the serve. Chargers on the attack. Manville spike is in. 6-2 Garden Plain. And Addison Manville, the lone senior on this roster. Outside of that, it's all juniors and sophomores. And that's what's impressive about this state run as well. There's a diving save, and the Chargers, if they get this one back over, what a save to keep that ball alive. Good block at the front of the net. Stolzatz tried to put it away. Tipped over by Hammond. Now the Chargers have it back once again. Thompson sends it over on a third try. Might have been out, but Pipes keeps it alive for Garden Plain. There's the set. There's the spike. Saved on the back line by JCN. That one pushed up. Out of play, and the Chargers get that point. Good battle there by both teams, and the Chargers earn that one. Cut into the Garden Plain lead at 6-3 Owls. And then a stoppage of play. I think it was an ill-advised stoppage of play. I thought it might have been an ace, but instead they're going to wipe it and restart it as Jordan Rank will serve this one away. It's 6-3 Garden Plain here in the second set, and then that one goes out. So it was just an ill-advised whistle by the official that stopped the last one. That would have been a point for the Chargers. Instead, they take it off the board, and then Rank sends that one out of play, and now that's a nice little swing there for Garden Plain as their lead is now 7-3 here in the second set. There's a point for JCN on a quick turnaround. Addison Manville puts that one home. Chargers within three. It's 7-4 GP. Trying to see who is back to serve here for the Chargers. That's Corey Bertles serving it away, the junior. There's the set, and there's the clean spike for Garden Plain. That one put home by Kaylor Watzinger, the sophomore. And it's a double up now for the Owls. They lead the Chargers 8-4. And this will be Sydney Pites, the junior, to serve it away for Garden Plain, leading it by four here in the second set. They won the first set over JCN 25-17. That one gets deflected and out of play, and the Chargers earn that point thanks to Manville's efforts at the front of the net, 8-5 in favor of Garden Plain. JCN got down 5-0 early, but they're battling back here. Scored five of the last 8 points. There's the set, spike attempt, good dig. Garden Plain now will bring it here to the near side. Sent over by Celia Pites. Good dig on the back line by JCN, and then that one's blocked at the net. Good defense up front. Riley Stolsat, the junior, getting a hand on it for Garden Plain, and their lead is 9-5 over JCN. Chargers need this second set to force a third set. Owls won the first set 25-17. Sent on over. Here's a set. Spike attempt. Tipped it out of play, but the Chargers earned that point. Good finish there by Audrey Bell. Now down 9-6. Hillsboro won the first set over Wabunsee on the court behind us on the other side of the pool. So Hillsboro, a 1-0 lead in that matchup. That set is blocked at the front of the net. Evelyn Smith, part of that tandem with Audrey Bell, helping the Chargers earn that point. Getting back to within two, it's 9-7. Timeout Owls. Pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KARE 93.7.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Jeff County North out of the timeout, trailing Garden Plain 9-7 here in set two. They need this set. Garden Plain won the first set 25-17. It's the third straight year that JCN is in the state tournament. They came in at 33-7 overall. Good for the three seed, but Garden Plain, the six seed, giving them quite the battle here. JCN's going to have to win this set to force a third set. So out of the timeout, JCN down two. Third try, push back over by Garden Plain. There's the set. Spike attempt. Good dive and save by Pites on the back line for the Owls. And then Jobbins will save it. Set it up front for JCN. And there's the spike. There's the kill for the Chargers. Audrey Bell puts that one home. And JCN back to within one. It's 9-8. They've scored three straight and four of the last five. Get right back into it. Claire Jobbins, the junior, will serve this one away for JCN. Sends it over strong with the right hand. Owls pushing it to the front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike. And there's the point for Garden Plain. That's how you set it up. Sophie Smith earning that one. Garden Plain up by two, 10-8. So this will be Celia Pites to serve this one away for the Owls. Serves it from the left side of the floor. Chargers will set it. There's the spike attempt. But saved here on the back line, pushing it to the front of the net, and then that one goes into the net at the point for Garden Plain. That was finished by Naomi Dooley. And it's back to three for Garden Plain, 11-8. So there it is, sent on over. That was a near ace. Now the Chargers on the back line have to get it over on a third try, and they do. Pushed here to the near side. There's the set. Hammond with the spike, and Hammond earning the point for Garden Plain. So right when JCN got back to within one, three straight points for the Owls, and their lead is back to four at 12-8. Celia Pites again to serve this one away for the Owls. Sends it across, and that one is long. So a much-needed point right there for JCN. Back to within three. They're down 12-9. Sub checks in for Jeff County North. That's Macy Thompson, the junior, steps in on the front line. Along with Bell. And also Jordan Rank. Here's the set. There's the spike attempt, and that's a double hit on Jeff County North. So that's going to be a point for Garden Plain, and the lead back to four at 13-9. Still some time here in the second set, but Garden Plain, for the most part, has kept JCN at arm's length. There's the set. There's the finish. How about that? Macy Thompson, emphatic. Screaming out some emotion after that point for the Chargers, back to within three at 13-10. The Chargers back to serve. It's Audrey Bell, sends it over. Libero Pites on the back line, pushing it up front. Hammond for the kill. Saved by the Chargers. Pushed up to the front of the line. Thompson trying, not successful there. Back line, and then that one gets blasted out of play. It's Dooley once again earning a point at the front of the net for Garden Plain. The lead is back to four for the Owls at 14-10. And Dooley, who just earned that point, will go back and serve. They're chasing the ball behind the curtains here. Dooley has to serve this one away. Her team leading JCN 14-10 here in the second set. And that's a service error. She threw that one right into the net. JCN will take any point however they can get it at this point. Now 14-11. So Jordan Rank will serve this one away for the Chargers. Dooley sends it to the backside, tipped on over Thompson, and that's going to be an illegal hit, I believe, or an illegal touch on Thompson. So the Chargers, an unforced error there. Back to a four-point lead for Garden Plain, 15-11. Here's Garden Plain to serve it. Lainey Nelson sends it over. Third try, Manville has to send it back with the right hand. Sydney Pites puts it up front. And on over. Nice save there on the back line there by Audrey Bell. Now Bell puts it back over on a third try, and that one is in, and it finds the back corner. Garden Plain thought it was going out, but it snuck inside the line. Big point for JCN, back to within three at 15-12. Corey Bertles will head back to serve this one away for Jefferson County North. Sends it away with the right hand, and that one is in. It's an ace. A delayed call by the backside official, but said it was inside the line, and no arguments from Garden Plain players, so must have been the right call. Back to within two, 15-13 Garden Plain. Rank serve causing a little bit of issues. They'll set it up here to the near side, and that one drops in for Garden Plain. A finish for Celia Pites, the junior. 16-13 Owls. A must win here for Jeff County North to force the third set. Pites will send it over, pushed up to the front, Manville spike, and that one is in, buries it home. It is Addison Manville, the senior for Jeff County North. Chargers back to within two at 16-14. Manville, who just put that one home, sends it away. Dooley on the back line will push it towards the front of the net for Garden Plain. It's slapped over by Celia Pites. Now the Chargers back here with it. Ruck Deschelle, her kill is out. Just missing on the back line. And it's now 17-14. Favor of Garden Plain. They're back to serve. It is Riley Stolsatz, the 5'6 junior. Throws it up high and sends it across with the right hand. Jobbins on the back line will push it up front. There's a set and a spike and a kill for Audrey Bell. Big point there for the Chargers. Back to within two at 17-15. So Chargers just hanging around. They have not been able to get a lead here in this second set. They've hung around the entire time. That one goes out from Dooley, and Chargers are back within one at 17-16. Big stretch here. Again, they have not led here in the second set. They got down 5-0 real quick. They've been having to battle back ever since. There's the set, and there's the spike attempt. A much big point there needed for Garden Plain. Celia Pites putting that one home. And it's back to 2-18-16 Garden Plain. Sent on over by Brooke Hammond, and a long chase to get that one over, but the Chargers keep it alive. Vanville pushing it back. Spike sent on over. Now pushed here to the near side. Hammond's kill is in. Garden Plain back up by three at 19-16. Right after JCN got within one, back-to-back points by the Owls. 19-16 here in set two, and then that one barely gets over, and it's saved and somehow back on the side of Garden Plain. A near ace. Pushed back over on a third try. Jobbins tried to save it, and it's out of play. Garden Plain now three straight points, and the lead is four at 20-16. Garden Plain in control down the stretch. A 30-second timeout. We'll pause for the action. Back in a moment here on KARE 93.7.
And operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. When my kids fall down, I treat them with kisses and colorful Band-Aids. But when kids are really sick, I'm glad there are children's hospitals to help. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Stretch here for Jefferson County North in their first match of pool play here at the 2A State Volleyball Tournament in Dodge City. Garden Plain, the sixth seed, took the first set 25-17. Now Jeff County North trailing here in set 2-16. Coming out of the timeout, JCN, they have not led at any point here in this second set. Got down 5-0 early. Been trailing about 2 or 3, roughly around the 2 or 3 point mark for the majority of this match. Got it back to within one at 17-16. And then Garden Plain hung up three straight to get it to 20-16, and that's where we're at. So out of the timeout, Owls will set it up. There's the spike attempt, and there it is. A point for the Owls, finished by Brooke Hammond. Now 21-16, the lead back to 5. Ties for the largest lead here in the match. For Garden Plain, and then a much-needed point, JCN, as a service error goes right into the net. JCN back to serve, but trailing 21-17 here in the second set. Needing this set to force a third and keep their hopes alive here in this first match. They got Maranatha up next after this one. We'll have another match in between before that one. There's a much-needed point for Macy Thompson and company for the Chargers. Get back within three at 21-18. Holly Forge to serve for JCN. Down 21-18 here in the second set. They had creeped back to within one moments ago at 17-16, but have not been that close since. There's the set, and there's the spike, and that is out of play, and the Chargers get another. Back to within two at 21-19. So three straight points for the Chargers after they got down 5 at 21-16. Forge sends it over. Owls pushing it up. Dooley, they'll set it. There's the spike, and there's the tip, and there's the point. 22-19, Garden Plain. That one finished by Brooke Hammond. 22-19, Garden Plain. And they're back to serve. Sent across by Sophie Smith. Chargers get it to the front of the net. Thompson pushing it over with the right hand. A nice diving save up front by the Owl defense. Pushed on over by Dooley. Backline save by Jobbins. Tipped at the net. And a point for Garden Plain. Put home by Kaylor Wassinger, the sophomore. And it's 23-19. As JCN have one more stretch here. David Shuler arguing with the officials that They had gone over the net to get that point, and he may have had an argument there, but they give the point to the Owls. That one's sent over. Chargers have a chance here. They push it to the far side, but too strong, and it goes on the opposite side of the antenna, and now it is match points for Garden Plain. They lead 24-19 here in the second set. Sent on over. Jobbins sets it up. There's the spike, and there's the kill. So JC and alive for another one. Finished strongly by Audrey Bell, and it's 24-20. They need at least the next four to keep this one alive. And it's a service error. It goes out. The serve by Audrey Bell goes out, and that'll do it for JCN as Garden Plain will sweep the match against the Chargers 25-17 and 25-20. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up from Dodge City. JCN drops to 0-1 in pool play. Back in 2 minutes here on CARE 93.7.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. When my kids fall down, I treat them with kisses and colorful band-aids. But when kids are really sick, I'm glad there are children's hospitals to help. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here on CARE 93.7, Brian Hagen back in studio in Atchison. I'm Brandon Sadman here from Dodge City United Wireless Arena. Well, the first matchup for JCN in pool play did not go as planned. It was the six-seed Garden Plain. The Owls get the sweep over the Chargers in the first matchup tonight, 25-17 and 25-20. So JCN behind the eight ball early here in pool play, but still two matches to go. There is a matchup with Maranatha and Ellenwood. The 7-2 seeds respectively coming up next, and then JCN will be back on the floor. Rough time, let's see, we're at 4:30 right now, probably between 5:40 and 6 o'clock. It just kind of depends on how this next matchup goes. It's real easy to get behind the eight ball with these times slotted an hour between, especially when some of them go three sets, but we got about a 10-15 minute late start to that first matchup with JCN and Garden Plain. So again, I'm going to estimate maybe 5:40, 6 o'clock, maybe kind of around when we're getting ready for JCN's second match in pool play, which will be against the 7-seed Maranatha out of Shawnee. They are actually getting ready to play here in the next 15, 20 minutes against the 2-seed Ellenwood. So again, the final score in the first match, Jefferson County North losing to the 6-seed Garden Plain in straight sets, 25-17. And 25-20. So we'll go ahead and send it back to the studios for now. We'll be back in a bit for more 2A state volleyball action here on CARE and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, powered by MSC Sports. Keep up to date with your favorite local teams on the air at 93.7 FM, and be sure to visit us online at mscsports.net for late-breaking sports news, along with game recaps, schedules, and more. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Hi, this is Justin Moore. It's today's new hit country on Hot Country 93.7.
Different kind of man. I've tried.